No, they're definitely not.
Okay, so I promised you a look at my son. So realistically, to touch on everything which we've grappled with is not realistic. Makapatish goes way beyond the sugars which we touched. What's interesting about Makapatish is that it doesn't get a siman miyuchid. You know, Boyna gets the simanim, you know, Makapatish, a little bit here, a little bit there. Because I'll ask it, Havrosh Shumas and Meisters, because of Makapatish. To discuss the issue of Likud Yibarlis, taking off the little pillows on your sweaters, Makapatish. Uju the Beisadja, since Shimon Shinmen. Likud Yibarlis is before in Shinbei. Havrosh Shumas and Meisters gets a simon. Makapatish seems to get its hands in a lot of different places. Especially if you accept that Yerushalmi that we mentioned last time, it's sort of like Makapatish is the be-all, catch-all for all of the Yisurim of Shabbos. So that's what's going to happen. So we're not going to be able to do all of that. It's just these in some these two areas which we did touch on, the Sugya Mitzvah Shaprokim, so also Hazir Lahatka, so it comes Kreshul Prokim. So there's one case over there which is Kisa Kalim. So Mr. Burr brings the Magen Roman and the Taz. So they say putting together the Kalim, tightening together tightly is going to be a problem. But Kisa Kalim, even though they're screwed on, there's not a problem. And the Sir Makiyam, Rakh Lapasram, Sagrin Tomer. They're not made to stay like that, they're made to open and close constantly. So there's a Chazanish says, so I have to understand the case. We had a Kershaw Prokin, which you put together, and we're saying that the Magen says, but the ones which we have, which are made with Haritzin, the Kulyam is awesome. The Kavar brings two sheets of Kershaw Prokin, but if you screw it together, everybody holds it's awesome. Makisa Kalim is better because they're made the faucet of the Sagra and Tomei. Now, so it seems to me that the connection here is Tomei versus not Tomei. Right? Pasha is the case of Kershaw Prokim. Lavdavka was loved constantly. It was sold with the Machoikas. Right? So the Chazanish understands that really the difference between the Yodi Lashon of the Taz, the difference in the Lashon of the Magen Avraham. It seems to me it could be some Chagas Taz Magen Avraham, what the Lomnus of the Heter of Kisa Kalim is. And he's my three year, listen to the Lashon. So the Magen Avraham says, Kais is Mutter, and she doesn't matter that, because in the Derech Lahatka Kolkaf. So the Heter of the Cheetah is Mutter, because you don't do it tight. Kais is Shalom, and Shalom, and Charitzim, Salvim. So you screw it in, the Kuliyam is us. Kisu Kalim, and a similar to you, Rakhman Foskal and the Sargon Tom. So the Kilik is, or Kisu Kalim is because you can't say open and close. Taz and Sukkot Zion says, neither shall the deal sheesh lono sheesh le shroif. So which you see from the flow of the Taz, he's talking about the cover, putting on the cover. So it would be a problem to put up a crisis. So why is it there? You don't need to take it apart. You can leave it together. So that's when you have the machmir. You can't use it without taking the cover on and off. So that even though you screw on the cap very tight, it's not called Ramalacha because that's the way you use it. You must take it apart to use it. So the Rosh of the Chilik is because the fact that you constantly open and close it. And the Taz says the chiluk is because the nature of how you use it is machai, it requires that you take it apart. So there's big nafkamina. is if you have something which it screws on, and but the nature is it's constantly taking on and off, but it's not niskaya that you have to do so. So according to the Magen that's going to be mutter. According to the Taz, it's going to be yosef. So the Chazanish assumes the equivalent of the Taz, that the chilek is the nature is to it's by definition a cap. You can't leave the cap on. The whole mile of the cap is to take it on and off. Right? That's the whole purpose. Take it on and off. So then we look at it. There's the bottle. There's the cap. There's the container. And there's the cap. So that's mutter to take it on and off because it remains two different things. But a case or something which even though I do it, I take it on and off regularly. But when it's on, be'etzim, it becomes one of the, it helps with the shimush of the item be'etzim. It's going to be usher to attach it. According to the Magen Rambam, if it's done constantly on and off, we're not mechalek what the difference is. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman assumes, and the Shresham Zalman, you know, the brings of Rosh Hashanah Zalman assumes like that side. The discussion of the Chazishon and Shlomo Zalman again ends up going to electricity, but the answer is the gay. You want to put together a stroller. You want to add. Somebody asked me a shayla. They had a wheelchair. They attached the back to the wheelchair, so it goes in tightly. It wasn't a screw, but it's like it goes in with pins and holds it in place very tightly, etc. Right. So, from the Chazanish, that's a problem. Because that's not made, the Tashi didn't put it together, in fact, I use it. Ain't sorry before, but keep it as usual, show any fear. When you use it like this, that's how you use it. But and it's the only way you can use it is by taking the cover out and off. But according to the Magen Avraham, if the nature was it, the way you every time you use a butcher, you stick it in, you stick it out, so it's mutter. Right? So if you're according to the Chazanish, you'd have a problem. In that case, would be also put together. According to the Magen Avraham, Rosh Hashanah Zalman passed like that. It'd be mutter. So that's one place where you have this. The flip side of the Shaila is a salt shaker. Like, how often do you open and close your salt shaker? I can't answer the question because I haven't opened close the salt shaker in a very, very long time. But my wife takes care of it. Same, but it's not, you know, some houses use a tremendous amount of salt. It's not with every week. I don't know, but most people, it's every few months, every, you know, 6 months. So, but the Korinth has used water because the mice, that's the whole mile of this thing, is you're able to put salt in and take salt out. You can't have it stay there forever because then how do you get your salt in? According to the Magen Rambam, the head was because it's dark and the far told me, so that case would be awesome. Shavu Zechel says, when you put it together, you should put it together loosely, you shouldn't put it together tightly. It said, even that, because of the derech is lahadik, even putting together loosely is a problem. Right? It's interesting, you know, there'd be a flip side case. Right? Between the two of them.
Sorry, according to the Magen Avraham, do I need to act on this that they're asked to do in Talmud? Do I need to actually do that practically speaking, or is it just something that wrote Oil?
I think it's on Rebbe Arlem, yeah. I think it's on Yibda. So if you tell me you live in a society where everybody open salt shakers every week, so you know, I take away 6 months, you know, okay, fine, I understand, but I don't think that's true.
Doesn't Chazanish say their punkt is also because you use it, the way you use it is to shake the salt out, not so much to store the salt, which would be negated to probably have had enough, but to use it as salt shakers.
Right, he has that issue also. I'm saying that's like a Luke and age. I'm not sure. I understand this with Cs. Like, you know, because over there, according to this, it does. There's element of being nisachin because you need it helps you in using the salt shaker. On the other hand, it's element of bedachin. You don't want to be nisachin because it's going to help you. So he assumes to that side. That's not more from inside. It's general shita. Okay. That's, you know, so you have all of these, you know, screws, you know, so Machar brings two shitas. What about the case of the shtender? They bring about the case of the shtender, which of nichol of sorim. So you raise it and you lower it. So you have one of the type which you constantly raise it, lower it. So even though when you do it, you screw it in, it holds it. You unscrew the thing, you screw it back in. So now it's held tightly together. Right? Come in, you want to raise it up, you loosen the bolt which holds it in place, you raise it up, then you tighten it again with that pin. So, but it's done tightly, you're holding the pieces together tightly. According to Chazanish, that should be Kadoshos Yodim, long lines of Kadoshos Yodim. Okay, so Hakwal the Maisa, the Shir Shabbos the Hilvus himself, you know, he's kosher with the Chazanish, which would create a lot of. And I am very not up in strollers and carriages. My picture of strollers and carriages is from a long time ago. Putting them together, and for the standard one, you know, there's no mice of putting it together in a way which is mechazik, etc. Some of the ones, the question they have is like you're adding an extra seat. Something's going to have like an extra seat or something like that on top of it, etc. Like putting with pins, those type of things. So I don't know the mitzvahs nowadays. I imagine, you know, like I remember we had somebody came for us recently, and they came with a pack and play. So they brought their pack and play, you know, and they put it together. We got a version one pack and play, generation one pack and play. It takes about 20 minutes to put it together. The new one took about 30 seconds. So I don't know. I'm scared to say anything about carriages because, like, some of my most think of a carriage and a stroller is like way back when. Some of the time there was elements of how to choice it to put it together. See, mine wasn't attached. Just to say, my pack, it wasn't attached. You had to put the boards in. It was like a whole. You had to put the bowls. Now it's one piece.
It's like strollers. They come in and out. Like that kind of stuff's fine, right? Or an adjustable chair, an adjustable stender. Now we think of pins in and out, but you just turn the knob and it goes a lot of.
Yeah, sure. No, it's just only the traction of the month. Yeah, right? That's into the track, you have both sides, you have both elements. It's not one side more than the other.
So it wasn't by the mitzvah of Tav Simon. It was the reason for the instrument was because you can't use it as a. The only time you use it as a mitzvah is when it's like put together.
Right.
So same thing. I don't know, like a pack and play. Also, you're not the mile isn't that you're like constantly taking and putting back together. When it's the pack and play, it's
not usable.
When it's folded up, it's not usable.
Right. I understand. Same, but the market of Rome's the Kuda is. That the difference between the crisis is well, the reason why the Kisu Kalim is more because it's not also the Kiyim. That's what it's made for. Right? That's one point. So something which the nature of the way it's put, the way it's made, is the possible Sagna Tomi, becomes Mutter. So you have to imagine why they didn't make the Shotar Siyim. That's a good question. That's the Kazanish's argument. That's what his Kasha of this Heter is, and he says that has to be something else totally. But the Maisa, that's what the Magen presents. There's an argument with something which comes. There's a famous. There's another Behuda which says that opening a umbrella on Shabbos is Malacha Deraisa. We're not the oil yet. I'm saying, but you read the tshuva, and he was called a parasol, not an umbrella. Right? You read his tshuva, but you had to like tie things down to hold it in place. Right? Kazanish himself says it doesn't apply to modern umbrellas. Modern umbrellas, which you have the spring in there, which it's made to open and close, so it's in there part of the nature of the thing. That's not called a nuasias kli. It's written into the kli, the ability to put it together. That's not what he's talking about. It's not a deraisa, it's not a rabbanon. He holds even weaker than shimutter. It's just a zilzul Shabbos to use. So he calls it his deraisa, he calls it zilzul Shabbos. They're talking about two different things. Okay, we discussed Legos last week, just very, very bekitzer. So they're put together tightly. They're not so they're not dark elias refugia. They put together tartly. On the other hand, they're made the foskel asar matomi. The whole thing is you put them together, take them apart. Especially little, you know, kids, adults make, you know, fancy ones, and then just leave it like that. You know, go buy more. But the kids, we don't do that. especially parents like us, can't afford to buy it. Kid, you want more Legos? Take the old one apart. The other hand is put together with Isaac, and that's only the way you're mishtamish with it. Is you made something out of it. Shir Shabbos Gilchus of Paskins, that Legos are a problem. And the top is the Paskins. The bottom agrees that Shem Zalman was held at first, argued that she wanted to. Then he says, so the Minhag HaPoskim is that let children do it, even up to Bar Mitzvah, let children do it. But Rashi says you shouldn't give it to them. You shouldn't give it to them. You should not give it to them to play with. I saw a tshuva within this morning, where in fact reminded me that there's a tshuva from the Falk, from Gateshead, Matzil Yo, came out in the Lamed, Lamed Beis, when that tshuva came out. So he writes a tshuva, he comes out with Kulo. It's made for constant use back and forth. He's my career like that sound, you know, he comes out with Kulo, that's puts it to play with them. I think the minhag is to allow kids to play with them and to discourage adults from playing with them.
What kli are you making?
What? Yeah.
What kli are you making?
Castle.
The fact that the feeling of accomplishment that you made a whatever, even though it has no function whatsoever, is macrobatish.
No, you made a car. It doesn't
work as a car. It's just fun to look at.
Yeah,
you made a toy. You made a toy.
Yeah,
you made
a toy. Yeah. Making a model airplane, making a model car, those are the things that are pieces first together. The question is, that's derisive. Because the derrick is not to take them apart afterwards. So it's K8s, like the car passes and sip test. Actually, it becomes one thing. You made a model toy. What does it do? Nothing. You sit to yourself and models a toy. Models a car.
I mean, it's always a toy. It's just what do you? I guess it's a different type of fun while you build it and after you have a car that you made. The Legos are toys, so you took a bunch of little toys and made a big toy.
Right.
It doesn't really add any function to it. It's just the fun. The fun is to build things.
Right. That's the argument. That's different than a model airplane. The fun is to put it built together and leave it like that. Over here, the Derek is putting it and take it apart. But you have a goal in mind in both places.
Also, how do you know what's considered tight exactly? So mega blocks, like big Legos, they're not tight.
No, so Duplos, they say, is a remote. The Duplos, big blocks. It's just called Duplos.
They
say
have these pipes.
But
why do these pipes stick into each other?
They're not tight.
Yeah, no, it must be.
Pick them up.
Just as tight as they are. The full Legos, not as good as the block.
That's why they made them like that. I asked the wrong person. I haven't played with Mega Blocks in a very long time. When I was playing with them, they didn't have, you know. My son was young enough, I had to play with them. They didn't have them.
I think this is included.
So I don't have a chance to play with them. Now, Rafal gets involved with Zimichar, he gets involved with making Mitsura. It's a problem with Kaiser. The Russian is a problem making Mitsura. We have a problem making Mitsura. He comes out really the question is a problem making Mitsura. Put together, he went have a problem with Kaiser. It's not also the key, it's the passage of the Raisa, but he would have a problem with Kaiser. So. I didn't see that after all what he writes in Kaiser over there on the whole issue. I would argue like this. The Shita's a Rashba. The Rashba says that by the Rabbanon, the Tzara Fatima you're allowed to stop the child, Shimon Gimel. And not only that, you're allowed to suffer the design of the Rabbanon, the Tzara Fatima. The Rashba's case over there was Hitzor. Giving a child in the case of it's a carnivalist, give him something to carry for himself that he needs to eat and say. So can I give my kid a peckle to go out to a carnivalist? He should eat the peckle. The Rosh Bowl is put. Now, the minute of the Shiva Shapoys is not the pasta. The minute of the Shiva Shapoys is the pasta, like Rosh, but haven't had that experience. You know, you live in cities with Erevin, you know. The towns we had an Erevin on the Shiva, but there was a highway between the couple apartments. the Kabbalah Rebbe's were the Kabbalah Rebbe's off campus. You had to walk under an underpass of interstate. We don't make an error with interstate, so there's no way to make an error from the Kabbalah Rebbe's were to Yeshiva. So you wouldn't walk out of an error. There was an error around the Kabbalah Rebbe's, an error around the Yeshiva. So some of the Yigalite would have the kids carrying a little heck of a Cheerios with them Shabbos morning to Yeshiva. And some were like, Nafkamina was giving your pekel before Shabbos. Nafkamina was, people came from Caesar background. Fisher Rim passes like the Rosh. Over here, you're dealing with there's arguments. It's not so much to point is whether it is really this called roshim or not. Making putting pieces together is called roshim or not. It's a point. So it works around you. Some of them wouldn't be allowed to, let the kid have it. Not be allowed to give it to the kid for that situation. Okay. Opening cans. So opening bags, we have the sugya of Korea. So we didn't do Korea yet, so we really should talk about opening bags. Opening cans, really, the sugya is going to say Sermak Kapatish. By now, you see the Moshe's Shuba, where he is mapped there based as Swar Mustaki, or Papasi even Chosless. Chosless is an extraordinary din, to apply Chosless to over here. But then I think the Minigar Paiskim, like many Paiskim, is the amount. There is. Dime Weiss has a Shuba where he comes out the best thing that we do at Derek Kilko, which is what I still think of old school. I still pass it like that. So if you open the can halfway, it's Derek Kilko, because you can't use it like that. And you open up half of the cover, hold the thing. You have a sharp edge over there, sitting over there. You can't maintain that clean and use for purposes. So it wasn't fully open. That's there. So pull and take everything out. So no problem. That's the best way of doing it. Bottle caps. I'm not a big fan of poking the holes. Because let's assume the Kaddish is not correct, and this is the clean vessel. The Kaddish is something that clean can when it's also not a clean. Just opening the can is making a clean. That's the clean. Posture is a very functional clean. So you're being sorry, clean. I don't need to be sorry. All the term which we have over here usually is set in conjunction with Shabbos. Your Shabbos Chabbos take the thing out. Over here, that whole Besson is not part of the process. Just like the Tim's of doing Matra, the Isra of taking something. That's not the case of the Gemara. Right? The case of the Gemara was, I'm doing the Maisa of the Tila. The Hesher that was called the Maisa of the Tila, whatever it's worried. This is not that Bukhlav. This is the Maisa of the Tila. So if you hold what is the Svar of Pustaki, which the Makar Rama seems to learn, not to use the word Chayat, so they recommend Hashem Yiskabu Masa Shli. But there is an Isra of Yiskabu Masa Shli as well, which will when I get to my next point. Possibly the Morgan Rum with Mr. Burr passing like the Morgan Rum to so make a pass of Yoffa and it's not going to be awesome.
Okay, but I thought there's a and
there's Michael Patrick. And there's
Zolbistaki,
there's Mirah, and there's Mirah, and there's Mirah, and makes a mutter in conjunction with the taste condition of Shabbos HaKadosh that leads to the drug. You do a steer on it beforehand. I understand. The case usually has the mission was matter. The matter is only the Torah HaKadosh. I'm not saying the Chazanish is another point, but the Chazanish's point very much is why the mice of Atila is Hoyful, not a mice of Atila. Wasn't just master who said that alone. Okay. So
the hand that's open halfway doesn't
you can't use it. It's not safe. So that's not a normal way to
use it. You can use a can opener to do that?
You can use a can opener to use it.
With a kilo or
two? No, that was, really strong in the horse shop. You're going to have to step on it. Yeah, you're going to have to steer it. Correct. That doesn't even have to do with my sister or not. Okay, bottle caps. So, what's the sugya bottle caps? I'm assuming you all know this, but we want to get some of the issue is not the bottle, the issue is the cap. The CSP over here is not the bottle. The only hold that the steam on top of the bottle with the cap is so strong that it's about the same bottle from it, and that's the problem of the CSP Pesach in the bottle. It's not the sugya. The sugya is you're making a cap. The cap with the ring on it can't be used as a cap because it doesn't go off and on right now. When you take off and break the ring, you're making a usable cap which can go on and off. So there's a Sias Kli on the cap. So Shlomo Zalman said that there's two types of caps. There's metal caps and plastic caps. So metal caps, the way they make them is they take a piece of metal and they put it on top of which is not a Kli yet. It's a piece of metal. They put it on top and they have a machine which comes and punches it onto the bottle. So it never was a Kli. So breaking the metal caps off, that's a CS Kli, that's a problem. So much of the metal grapes, the smaller bottles, the 30-12 bottles, come with that metal cap. That metal cap was not a Kli beforehand. I open bottle caps. That's true. You don't open can of 32-ounce bottle caps. That's a mistake that people think. Not all bottle caps are created equal. Classic bottle caps, they're formed beforehand. And they use a machine which forces it on top of the bottle. Even though it doesn't fit, they push it hard enough, it fits, they make it fit, you know? They push it on hard enough, it fits. So that's where it was a bottle cap beforehand. So the argument is, the lower CS Kli, it's a bottle cap. Otherwise, what? This bottle cap is not such a great bottle cap because it gets a one time usage. It goes on and it stays on. So you break it. So once you break it, you're making it much more usable to go on and off, on and off, on and off. That's where the argument is. Is that called a CS Kli or not? There is. So somebody called me, I did not ask him personally. Somebody called me and says, well, if the goal over here is to get the liquid out, it's possible to turn it enough that it doesn't tear off. You still get the liquid out, you squeeze the bottle. Somebody called me the other time and said, I don't believe it. That's not the issue. That's not the issue. The issue is you're making a new cap, right? Which, yeah, so you get the liquid out. But the issue is not the liquid. The issue is I have a cap which I can use for multiple times, which I didn't have before. Right? So I'm not passing the local mice for you people. You hear where I'm going already.
Why is going to say that it's why is that?
There's a Gemara over there. So you can ask your local Orthodox rabbi, but if I'm your local Orthodox rabbi, you just have your Musaf.
I don't understand why the metal one is worse. It became a cap. Why is it not a cap? It wasn't a cap before they put it on, but now that they put it on, it's a cap. Why can't it be a cap all the time?
Yeah, because that cap wasn't going to allow to go on and off. The argument that Mr. Trump was saying is that the other cap is going to go on and off. Put it on.
You got it off.
Put it on. And directly,
so that's the raya. So you don't, by the metal cap, you don't have the raya. But we brought a raya from the plastic cap.
Theoretically, somebody said like this, I have a great idea. If I can put a knife under the bottom ring and stretch it, and now I can take the cap off without tearing it, so you see it's a Kli. Agreed? No, because that's right. Nobody's making the CS Kli. I'm a horse gummer than they are. I don't know what it is. I don't think I am. Maybe I'm the gaper dog.
The beer cap. Not that we drink
the beer cap.
Rather than think so much when you take off, that it's
so much.
I don't think it's that that, again, that's true. So that tells me that it wasn't. That was talking about the Hebrew added functional plea to it. It's made the gun and off.
So the argument by that type of cap is that it's not considered attached.
Right. The whole issue was the ring, because the ring, in some way, diminishes the function of the cap. When you take the ring off, you're increasing the function of the cap. So you're adding a CS clear, a macro passage onto the cap. Over here, you're not telling me not doing that. Okay, so fine. Right.
What about making a hole in the cap first? That's zero. Same as the can.
You have the bottle cap through a metal, and you want to put a hole to take the cap all through the tray.
So there, I argue all the way around. Right? Haka wasn't a thing beforehand.
You're making a hole in a nothing, and then
make a hole to a nothing.
But it is a cleat. That's right. Once it's on, it's a cleat. Give me a break. It's a cleat. It's extremely.
And the plastic.
If you don't agree with the cousin, you agree with the little problem that the can. The fact that Shomer is called a cleat, that cap is a cap.
No, it's nothing to do with the Chazanish. No, same as over here. The clearly, the point is there's stages in the asiyas akli of this thing. This is a very limited function, which is not completed until you. The goal is to take it off and take and reuse it multiple times. I don't think there's ever gemara in this cleat.
You think it's motive to make a hole in a plastic cap?
No. That would be stira.
Stira, right?
Yeah. No.
It's an interesting stocky.
Why is it stocky?
Because it's not choshev. That's what we're going to do in front of.
I mean, choshev doesn't make it.
Yes, that's what Shem Zayin says. So.
See, again, that's a stupid argument. Excuse me for saying it, because then the issue is not the attention to the bottle. The issue is the CS plea on the cap.
If it's not attached.
But it's a dysfunctional. I understand it's not attached. It's not attached. But it's not a functional cap yet until you take off that ring. That's not what's attached to the bottle. That's the thing. That I've heard this argument before. I don't get it. It's irrelevant to discussion. Yeah. I'm very good. I pull it off. I want to put it back on. It doesn't go on. So I rip off the ring to be able to put it back on. Well, it wasn't a chumrah. Who cares? It's not the issue. The issue is I'm making a functional cap. I take off the ring. It's like Chinese. We're not. Am I communicating over here? If I have a cap which right now has one function, it can be removed. That's all you can do with it. I want to use it 17 times, back on and off, and I only do that with taking off the ring. Didn't I add a function into that thing which wasn't there beforehand? That's the macro patish on the cap. Yeah. Okay, Moshe, we're not going anywhere. Please, let's stop now. Do me a favor, please. Just let's stop now, okay? We're not going to go anywhere. Think about what I said. Just leave it. Thank you. Okay. Cut off. Lachar, that's Shmiras Chavius. You have to be Mustaki. You have to argue that's Mustaki. We constantly have to argue that's Mustaki. Is it Mustaki? Pasha's the bottle is more the can. The whole argument of the can is Mustaki because you basically break it open and throw it away. The bottle I use multiple times. It's hard to argue a bottle is Mustaki. And Moshe Chaim wants to call it not Choshev, and he'll call it Mustaki. No, I'm saying I want to cut the top of the bottle off. Oh, Shmiras Chavius. Okay. Right?
You're gonna have a mess.
We'll deal with the mess issue, right? You know, right? First of all, the hanoah of the geshmak of the
law. Give you the science also.
Yeah, you know.
Hashem makes this far for what for
I understand. The same with it's. Yeah, you do keep it for a long time. The nature is, I would like to keep it well. I don't want it to diminish it.
I just don't know how we can say a tuna can is a mustaki and a baby corn can is a mustaki and a 2-liter bottle is not a mustaki. They're both formulated by modern science to the nth degree in a factory with incredible amounts of design. What? We'll throw tuna cans. They used to store the nails in them. What? Neither.
The nature of this thing is called a nail.
Just just because you can't use a can.
The nature of the problem. Where? I understand. We're working with how it goes into the rule.
Just the most you can put it in water, you can refill the tuna can with nuts.
But if the nature is to reuse it, you don't have the rule. So what Shakam is asking, you know, Dom is asking the Makabra is possible like the Rosh, is this the spirit?
You never use a bottle.
About the Kashash of, you know, Asiyas Pesach, which you're right. That's all Rashi seems to be about it, right? The Beis Yosef of the Mishabura follows that. That there's this from Stira on the Mishnah, on the Kaili. Was it a Mishnah? Because it's. How does it. Good, so we're being Mekadosh right now. Something which in nature is to throw it away becomes so insignificant, it functions more like, you know, the ego is.
Oh, it's a 2-liter bottles away. What cheapie keeps a 2-liter bottle? There's BPA in it, for crying out loud.
Okay, whatever. Okay, right there.
So would it matter if it was a small bottle?
Maybe. Okay, now, soda cans. Soda cans come with this very nice pop top that you drink out of. So, he's not leaving out in protest. he told me before he has to leave early. soda cans, he's wrong. Anyway, soda cans. So, Lachara, there you have an interesting Shiloh. Because where the Mogadam of Paskins, that's a Mitzchayach, a Sias, Pesach, Yafa, and Enam Mustaki. Just when I go, you're going to do that. So, what's the status of that? The popped up in a soda can. Popped up in a soda can. The engineer has spent a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of research to figure out the right size hole that you'd be able to drink out of. It shouldn't cut your mouth. Get the liquid out in a fast when people are not frustrated with it. Let the air in, and I'll get the zachet. Right. So, is that mutter to make that on Shabbos? That opening, and it's scored over there, but it's not cut through. So definitely there is an Asiyas Pesach Yafa, what you're doing over there. So is that mutter or not? So I have a piece which I wrote in the Telzer Journal, the Per Mordechai, from 1989, I think, which I came out yesterday. I just said I can't find my copy. Per Mordechai, I lent it to somebody. I can't find my copy. I think it's also. I think it's called the Chazon Ish holds letting air in and letting liquid out is called a pes, which is also the hachlis of the haitzi. So it's a shalom with the raisa. You're dealing with the pes. So even though the keli is in the staki, before in the way the mogadam pasim, the shibur pasim like that, sias pesach yofa in the staki, Rashi, is called sias pesach yofa. So it's a tikkun on the kli, which you're doing, like the last time, it's tikkun on the kli, but it's a kli enough that we didn't have a tikkun on the kli. If you tell me it's chaisless, okay, we have no rai in the chaisless, is this for sias pesach yofa in the chaisless? Right? If you tell me it's mustaki, right? We tell me it's a kligomber, it's even worse, right? You know, there is positive. This is the quintessential Asiyas Pesach Yafa, and now the Chazon Ish assumes that letting air in and liquid out is called the Hachas Lahoitzi. Someone argues on the Chazon Ish and hold that letting air in and letting the liquid out, that's all called Hoitzo.
That was two holes, though. This is even worse. This is one hole.
What? Also an argument, same, right? So Rosh Hashanah says no, that this is not that. That's one argument he has with the Chazon Ish, that this is all part of the case of Hafez al-Haitzi was two different functions. You're putting in, like by the Mappas Mursa, right? So if you're taking out the pus and you're putting in medicine, right? Or in the case of the Lulav, you're taking out the Havla and you're putting in fresh air. There's two different things. Over here, the air is to go in order to get the liquid out. It's all part of the function of being mitzi the liquid. So that's Alan. But Rosh Hashanah Zalman discusses the case of the Hachdiya. So it's in a Pachiot Mashkeh. Okay? So in Sir Shabbos and Perek Tes in Ha'ora, in the Or Yud Aleph, Paraktes Or Yud Aleph, he raises the question of Mechatech. Why is it a Mechatech? If you're cutting it to a certain size, that's called Mechatech. right? So he says, "Emush Malach is Machatech." We had your Pesach as Elushanit, taking off the tongue over there. Kimshen Kavanosa El Shal Yisarit B'Shas Ashtia. Well, the Pesach Yafu Machavein. Below the Pesach Yafu Machavein. Shemati Abigunim Shemazam and Orbel. So that's what he says over here in a letter in Morah Shabbos in Chelik Beis. He takes advice. He says it's not called Pesach Yafu because you're not being Machavein for that purpose, etc. It's not also else. He says Pesach Yafu. Rabbi Yashin held it was also. Rabbi Yashin held it was called Pesach Yafu. We also say it's Pesach Yafu. So for me, at least, it's a limud zchus on the people which are makel on it, because I used to say they're chayv skila. So now at least on a chayv skila, I mean, no, it's katas because it's a shergeg, but you know, it's a mutter. From the Shalom Zalman, that he holds it's mutter. It's a kiddush to me. One last.
Why is it not over?
Ayn Shom.
The manufacturers
had to come on. Yeah, they give it. I'm just drinking. I'm just drinking.
Frank's argument is that it's what's it called? It's Ayn Yofet because your goal is just to get the liquid out. You're not actually making a Pesach to keep as a portal. You're just purely pouring out the.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever. That was,
okay. Yogurt containers or coffee jars. Right, so you have your foil on top, right? Which so that's the case of Magufa. That's the Magufa, right? So we saw correctly that taking the Magufa off is mutter, and it's clearly more before that even the Magufa was they used to smear it on with tits. They used to glue it on. So that's two different things. That's mutter to take it off. So I want to and Elamai what I want to tear it through. That's Kreor or Mepil Chavis, which you had in Senior Dal. Mishabur quotes the Tosefta, right? The Kreor Mepil. It's not worse than Kreor Mepil Chavis. You put the Chavis with a piece of ore on top. I'm assuming that you glued it on in some way. You tied it down. You want to rip through that. As long as you don't make it, as long as you don't make a nice zinuk, you make a nice like spout, right? So the Shlomo Zalman says, opening up, taking, ripping off the top of the foil of the top of the yogurt things, or the top of the instant coffees, that's fine. Rabbi Yasher actually holds that this is considered a sima mal yisur, and it's worse. Yeah, and he holds it's osur. Fine, good. I don't understand it. I'm just telling you. I just want to tell you on record that's what he says. You know, for purposes of honesty, I pass it as mutter.
Why?
Okay. Now, but the Moshe has a tshuva where he discusses milk cartons. So, what's that, right? Right, the orange juice cartons, the little milk things you get when you're kids, you know, the 6 ounce milks, you know, right? It comes in a little cardboard carton, and you like open it up and you bend it up, and you have a nice port, you have the spout to pour from.
It's all stem anyway. Stay away.
They make Pride of the Farm makes it also, and so does Golden Flow, so does J&J. Excuse me, you're just from out of town. Okay, so. So Rav Moshe says that stima, when the Moshe Mechaltin stima higher or lower, so that stima is made that even if things are upside down, the liquid will not come out. So even though it's on the, even though this, it was a carton, it was open. Right? So I want to open it. So that's the case of the Gemara making the stima in the Chavis, Mamatim Yashmorim, because they're made, the Dafka, they're very strong, that even if it turns upside down, it doesn't come out. So that lives, Rav Moshe says, like a stima of Mamatim Yashmorim, which is Mavatul original Pesach. I don't know. That's what he says. You know, I would assume that Magufa doesn't have the same level of Matthias as that. That's what Riyash's argument.
Is it really? Wow.
Since the lives of Stima Malia, so that's worse than the Magufa. So Marcia says that over there is a problem opening it up. So you have a problem of. Now, the question was even opening without making the spout. Making the spout, the chara is going to be usher out zinuk. That's the issue of zinuk. So even if you don't make the spout, just opening it up, the more is master that even making an opening. But you could cut it off. Only cut to the words. Like you could theoretically cut it off. That'd be your shiras chavis. Except for the chazanis, it's always clear. I don't know. I have difficulty believing that.
What's the chilek?
Because the difference between the strength of those cartons, and those cartons are really strong. You know, it's a real bittle on the opening. The yogurt, it's a thing glued on top. You know?
Shake the yogurt enough, eventually you'll break the tin foil anyway.
Yeah, you can shake those things. Right, that's I think everybody else has agreed to. Those are very weak. I think the orange is something.
That's a magufa.
That's a magufa. That thing is a magufa. I think everybody else has agreed to. That's a magufa.
Who's the stick?
I think you can peel it off. Because of Yashav, you can. So I'm stupid enough to argue with Yashav. Yes, I am. Okay. You know, not the stupidest thing. The first thing I've done stupid. I had a balabas accuse me yesterday of saying that I passed against Rabbi Andrew or something. So I'm he used some nice language about that. Like, how dare you pass it against Rain? Or like, you know, like, you think you're smarter than Rain? It was a nice conversation. Not ever. So I also stupid enough to do it with Rain. That was the mutter. I mean, it's hard for me to see that. That's also what an interesting case, which is you have 11 cans, 11 things sometimes attached to each other. You got a 6-pack. Breaking them off, that might be machates. You're cutting it to a certain size. You're talking, right? And there might be some level of a CS cleat. So
taking the can out of the
No. They're made. They come like a 6-pack attached to each other.
But they're thin plastic. The birds get their heads stuck in them. That's not right.
The bird.
Plastic that holds the 6-pack together?
No. Lemon, yogurt. They're punched. It's like one piece of plastic. It's one large piece of plastic with 6 little holes in it. The cups are attached to each other.
Oh, you have to
break it apart.
Yeah.
So breaking it apart, the car is the element of the CS cleat involved in that process, and that's going to be a problem of either Makate. So someone has long argument about Makate, why it's not Makate. So someone holds this mutter.
That's like the ice pops for kids.
I'm getting to the ice pops, right? So I think if you have like this, you come with ice pops, come like 6 of them in a pack, and they're scored, you have to rip them apart. I think it's also rip them apart. Or you have like, you know, cheese sticks. They come, either it's Makate or it's some level of CS, you know. Right, the cheese sticks, you know, you want to break them apart from each other. They come in, you know, three attached to each other. So Rosh Hashanah holds those cases are not Makate. He holds it's all not Makate because it's already been scored beforehand. And he holds actually cutting toilet paper on the perforations possibly would not be Makate. Most places are questions the chumra on toilet paper on the perforations, you're cutting it the size. I'm not going to knock on the size. I'm cutting it where the scores are. They put it for Swiss. I don't care about that. So that's not Makate. And the Tanayim Akev and the Ismalacha Makate is a Makabe Medafka to a certain size. Chiddush from Shlomo Zalman. The Riyashim holds all those cases are also. So if you want to let your kids rip apart the ice pops, so sometimes I'm holding them with them. Right? Yeah, should you do it yourself? I don't think you should do it yourself. I really think it's a strong argument that it should be also. And I don't think you should do it. Shmuel says two arguments. He says that, you know, it could be the Malacha Makat that requires measuring and cutting. Over here it's ready measured, pre-measured. And once it's there, I'm not only having the same measuring part, I'm just doing it, you know, wherever they give me the holes, I do the holes. He says both so. I don't know. The opening ice of itself, so that's Korea. This is a Korea issue. You know, Korea is tearing the material itself. The Rambam says that gluing two things together is called Teifer. You know, let's go back a step. We'll learn Korea, we'll see the Bialoch Hamas of Shiloh. Classic Korea was the opposite of Teifer. So it was tearing on the seams. You would sew it together, and then the mystery, and then you would take apart the seam because it didn't come out good. Why don't we do it? So that's clear that Korea applies on seams. The Rambam says that gluing something together is it told of Teifer. So it means tearing apart where it's glued is the told of Korea. Now what about if I want to tear in the garment itself, in the material itself? There's actually one sheet of that's not called Korea. Because the Korea was off on the seams. Because the beer lock comes out not like that. We're questions Korea in the item itself. So it means, but interesting, when we learn Kriya, it's like, if I want to take, I have a bag which is pressure, they pressure the two sides together. Either they heat it or they pressure the other. That's all passage goes under the Rambam's Toldo of Teifer. So ripping it on that might be more chomer than ripping the bag itself. Opening the cheese sticks at two sides, theoretically, but my submission comes out both cases are also saying so. It's
why is it? It's mechanical, though, no?
Good, so saying so.
So you would have. What are the
chazanishes? Yeah, but so now my shiloh with the ice pops. If this had to always go together with the nakuda of taking out the contents,
you don't take out the contents. You'd
have to use it to hold it.
So that's Michael Patish. What is that?
So I think the right thing to do is take a knife, slide it down the side, put it into a cup, and take it out immediately and put it into a cup.
That's like a schmuck.
I know. Okay, very good.